This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Some breaking news that Joe Biden is going to hold back-to-back Florida events with 5 days until the election. So he's actually going to campaign more than one event. Wow. Yeah, I think it's Gold Stars time, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that what you're supposed to do?
Oh, that's right. You're supposed to do that.
But, you know.
Trump does three a day, and he's
excited about 2 days back to back.
He's managed to get.
Come on, man!
And I don't know. I just two events back to back. You know, I don't know. He's not committing beyond that. He might have to go back to Delaware there and decide. You know what's going to happen there. Texter says, is it possible that, God help us, Biden wins? Chuck Schumer and the Democrats say the nomination vote in committee is void since no Dems were there. Then they try to replace Amy. I'm not a legal scholar, so I probably shouldn't answer that, but I would say the likelihood of that is no. They've lost on Amy Coney Barrett. She's on the Supreme Court. They can't undo that. But don't let yourself get into that stinking thinking. You know, that's, you know. Just put your head on the pillow on election night knowing you've done everything you possibly can do, and then what happens, happens. Donald Trump's going to win. Donald Trump is going to win this election. Donald Trump, even people who are swampish Republican types right now, are saying, well, all the momentum's his way. He's picking up a half a point. You know, everything's going the right way for him, the right way, no doubt about it. So just be positive, okay? Just be positive and wait for the outcome. And let's hope it comes on election night. I am praying for a significant victory. What did I say earlier, Kevin? 11 points, I think, was the...
Yep. I think it was 11, yep.
I had a number in my head today. It was 11. You know? 11. There you go. And think of the good that's being done. Just think of the good that's being done in exposing what goes on at Twitter and Facebook and... behind the scenes of the media. How about this story yesterday about we found out who Anonymous is? And Anonymous was always billed by the New York Times and others as a senior official in the Trump administration. and it's somebody nobody's ever heard of before.
Oh, I know, some janitor.
Yeah, I mean, overworking in the, you know, the Department of Homeland Security. See, you get an idea of how corrupt that is. That's not legit. That's not the real deal. So, anyway, please stay positive to that texture. All right. Marsha Blackburn, still to come. Paul Snyder, Assistant Chair and Director of the UAS programs at UND. A lot going on up there. And much more on the program we call What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell is here. And Todd, Kevin, our friend Ed Schaefer is on the Newsmaker line. Hello, Ed.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, 1 second.
He's asking somebody else, good, how are you? I'm good, too. Everybody's good, Ed.
We know what radio station he's listening to. Us.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's got us out of the background there. We've got to turn that down so we don't have the delay. Now we go. Yeah.
I had a little interruption there. Sorry. No worries. I heard you coined a new term there, stinking.
Yeah, there you go. It's actually not new for me. My dad used to use that all the time. Okay, none of that stinking. That's what he'd say. So, you know.
I love it.
Subscribe to that, you know.
Great.
A lot of that out there. All right, we want to talk to you about Measure 2. We've talked to a lot of folks that support Measure 2. It was something the legislators put on the ballot. They didn't like this idea of you know, these groups from outside coming in and writing, you know, kind of in a creative way into the Constitution, these things that happened with Measure 3. Thankfully, that one was bounced out from the courts, but it's happened before. So, but it's a legislative endeavor, obviously, on the ballot saying, okay, so we want to get the other side of that from you and a few other things about this crazy time we find ourselves in here, heading into election 2020. Any questions or comments on Measure 2 or on any other issue, welcome for Ed, 800-228-0550. Todd, how do folks text you questions for Ed? How can they do that? What's the process? What do you need to do?
701-226-8503.
Right next to me here, I have a phone, and you can text me, 701-367-2054 for your questions as well. So let me start with just what's on your mind. And as we sit here a few days before Election Day, what's percolating for you?
So you know, we're talking about Measure 2. And, you know, Scott, I agree with the legislators. I agree with the folks that say we have a problem in North Dakota. We have, you know, the Hollywood elites. We've got Washington PACs and special interest groups that come into our state and say you should change your constitution. They put tons of money in. They overwhelm the voters with postcards in their ballot boxes and advertising and things like that. I mean, it just gets crazy, and it's a problem. My concern with Measure 2 is Measure 2 doesn't fix the problem. Measure 2 just puts in a way for legislators to veto what the people say. And that I'm concerned with. If it fixed the problem, that would be great. But if Measure 2 passes, we still have the problem. If Measure 2 doesn't pass, we still have the problem. So the only thing Measure 2 does, if you look at that legislation, the only thing it does, it gives the legislature a veto power over the people when they speak. I don't think that's right.
So walk me through the process. I think I was of the understanding that, you know, if you go to the legislature, you have your language, you get it. It is, you know, voted on. It doesn't pass or whatever. And then the legislature basically can have a review of it, but it can go back after that for a second time on the ballot, no?
Yeah, that's true. And so the scenario that the legislators set up is the people go through, they write some language, they go out and gather signatures, and they put it on the ballot. If the people pass that, if the people speak at the voting booth and they pass, our citizens pass a piece of legislation, it goes to the legislature. It doesn't become law, it doesn't become statute, or it doesn't become constitutional. It goes to the legislature. The legislature can veto it. You have to have both houses, the Senate and the House of Representatives, to say, yes, we agree. If either one of them says no, they basically veto it. Then it goes back to the people on the next general election ballot, which could be a couple of years later. And then they say, you know, and the people have to speak again. So really what this does is it drags more outside money into the system, because you'll have the general election the first time. Then you're going to go up to the legislature, and people are going to hire lobbyists, and they're going to go take, you know, lobbyists to dinner and give them trips. I mean, the legislators to dinner and give them trips and do this and that to get the vote the way they want. Then it goes back to the people, and then all that lobbying and all the money and all the electioneering is going to go on again. So over a 4-year period of time, the people have to face this situation 3 times with money and resources and personal attention. And that makes the system unwieldy. And as I said, it gives the legislators veto power over the way we have now. I believe we should have a government by the people and for the people. And when people speak at the ballot box, it should be done.
So, but you agree that these groups trying to do what they're doing. My personal favorite of late was this group that came in and said, hey, you want to sign this? It allows veterans to have more time to vote. Well,
yeah.
Who wouldn't be for that, right? A deployed veterans, more time to vote. Okay, I'll sign it. And then you find out there's 4 or 5 other things that go into the Constitution that weren't even mentioned as part of that. So it was a sham. So we agree, bad idea to run your railroad that way. I think I hear you saying the legislature shouldn't have more power to fix it, but it needs to be fixed.
It needs to be fixed, and the legislature can't fix it anyway. They can just veto it. You know, they don't fix it. They can't rewrite it. They can't add anything to it. If the people pass it, they can't fix anything. They can just nix it. They can just say the people are wrong. We don't care. You're out of here. And that's what my concern is. But the biggest concern isn't even the legislature being involved. The biggest concern, Scott, is this doesn't solve the problem. Does this change anything in hiding language in there, you know, with a different title? Does this change anything like in Marcy's law where they paid people to go out and get signatures? Does this change anything with the way the process works right now? No, it doesn't. The only thing this law does that's set forth by the legislature is give the legislator a chance to weigh in and veto it. So I say solve the problem. I say fix the problem. And there are a bunch of ways you can fix the problem, and we should. So after this election, we need to all get together and move forward and fix this outside influence problem and leave the power of our government with the people so that they can design the government that they want.
And the risk of that, I guess, is another bad one comes along before you do that. But we'll talk about that next with Ed Schaefer. Don't go away. Zero premium. That's right. Medicare plans available now with zero premium. Plus vision, dental, and hearing aid reimbursements and no extra cost. And free Silver Sneaker gym memberships. All at $0 premium. Most healthcare providers in network. Plans cover you anywhere in the U.S. All at $0 premium. A local licensed Medicare broker is ready to help you pick the perfect plan. Call today for a free no obligation review. Call 877-792-0958. 877-792-0958. 5-8, sponsored by Sunderland Group. PetroServe USA, home to home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus a great deal on drinks. Any size drink, 79 cents. Coffee, Thumb Pop, Cappuccino, and Lewis and Clark. Come on in to PetroServe USA. Nestle Pure Life Water, 28 packs for $3.99. Jack Link's Extra Tender for $3.59. Two K-Chill Liquid Shots for $10, or three 5-Hour Energy for $4 each. PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Tell them Scott sent you. H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com. Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Night, Todd. Where are you broadcasting from? Come on, you can tell us. For the Postal Health Secret? Maybe he doesn't want to share. I'm going to be at Three Lions Pub You're going to be out in Minnesota.
I am. I'm going to be at Spitfire Grill in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, covering the Minnesota side of things Tuesday.
So I'll be at the West Fargo, and Kev will be in the Minnesota. Todd will be in Bismarck. And a lot going on, a lot to cover. So looking forward to it. If you don't want to have a headache from, you know, the same old thing said 100 times over about all the national races, we'll give you the national, but also give you all the local things as well. So keep you posted right here. What's on your mind is brought to you in part by MyPillow. Mike Lindell, founder, inventor, pillow genius, is the man behind this incredible product. And now those products have expanded again and again and again. So if you're starting to think about holiday shopping, maybe kind of getting ahead of things a little bit, got to do it a little differently this year, well, I'd encourage you to go to MyPillow.com, browse. Look at the towels. Look at the beach towels and blankets. Look at the keys, that cotton sheets and pillowcases, and the MyPillow body pillow and the pet pillows, and a lot of good ideas here. And right now, buy one, get one on the pillows, neck pillows, duvet covers, roll-and-go-anywhere pillows, and six-piece towel sets. You hear me? Buy one, get one. Woo! Think of that package when it comes. Use the promo code SCOTT at checkout or call 800-506-9028. All right, back with Ed Schaefer, former North Dakota governor, former ag secretary under George W. Bush. And we're talking about measure number two today on the program. So your point, and I've got some calls and some texts we'll get to in a second, but I just want to pick up where we left off. Your point is this needs to be fixed. There is a way to fix it. A better way to do it. What would that be, Ed?
I think, you know, one of the things you mentioned, Scott, is you said the title of this thing was of Measure 3 that was tossed out by the court, you know, was misleading, right? So there are a couple things you can do. One is I think you should have one issue, one resolution. In other words, they had four or five things in this Measure 3, and some were hidden, some was understandable, some weren't. But you should have one deal, one issue that we can understand. I think we should have legislative counsel be able to help write the language so that it's proper language that fits within the Constitution, you know, that works, et cetera. I think we have to have transparency in the funding. We can't have the, you know, the Hollywood movie stars coming in with their big checkbooks, you know, and doing this. And there are ways we can do that. We can limit the amount that one person can fund, like a nonprofit organization. We can make requirements to post immediately any outside of the state money that comes in and have it on a Secretary of State website or something like that so people can go see where the money's coming from and who's supporting this. And there are a bunch of other ways as well that we can solve this issue.
And when you say we, you're talking about craft a good plan and put it on the ballot, your citizen-led effort, right?
Well, either that or the legislature. I mean, I don't see why the legislature can't fix this. They didn't with this piece of legislation. They did not fix it. They can fix it. In 2017, they had an opportunity to fix it, and it was defeated. So, I think personally, the legislature coming up here next January, I think they should fix it, and I think they can.
If Measure 3 had passed, we would have had a disaster, okay? It was horrible. So my worry, and I've gone back and forth on this measure, too. People ask me all the time, hey, what are you going to do on Measure 1 and Measure 2? And I always flip around because I understand, you know, you want to check with the legislature and make sure that they don't have too much control, and this is really a citizen, opportunity to put these things on a ballot. I don't want to wait for another group to swoop in. I mean, if you're talking about the legislature doing it, you think that... It could be fixed just as quickly as if this passed. I guess not quite as quickly.
The reality is, if this passes, if Measure 2 passes, another group can swoop in tomorrow. You know, it doesn't fix anything. So, the legislature can fix this come January, and they should. Measure 2 should be defeated. The legislature should fix it. And I'm ready and willing to help them craft language or help fix it. And there are many others that can do this, and they're smarter than we are as far as crafting legislation. This doesn't fix the problem, and tomorrow, the next day after, after the election, if this passes, somebody can come in from out of state and maneuver our citizens to change their constitution.
All right, a few comments.
That's
I'll go quickly through these. I agree with the former governor that the idea of a politician having veto power of the people is bad. However, I trust my state legislators to make a good judgment. They're just like the rest of us and live amongst us. If this were Congress and not our local legislators, I would not trust them to keep our interests in mind. I'm voting yes to add a filter to this measure process.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been there, Scott. I've been in this thing, and I can tell you, when initiated measures come in, they're a pain in the neck. They're in the way. They're disruptive. You know, you've got the state moving in the right direction. You've passed legislation. You've done all the hard work. You think, man, I know where this is going, and I know it's right. And then the citizens come in and speak, and it disrupts everything, and it's a pain in the neck. But guess what? They should. And we shouldn't give them veto power over what we do. We shouldn't give the legislature veto power over what citizens do. It was disruptive. But that's why we have a government by the people. And we've got to have those checks and balances. When the legislature in 1989 raised taxes, said there's nothing we can do, this is the only way we can do it, the people came in and said, no, you can do it differently. And they had to. They were forced to. And, you know, if that legislation would have been in front of the legislature, what do you think they would have done? They would have vetoed it. So, you know, I just don't agree. I think that the citizens should speak, and we should fix the way the language goes onto a ballot instead of trying to give legislators veto power. People elect their legislators. Legislators are defensive and good about their process, but I believe that people should speak and the legislatures should legislate and you know, not mix them.
Mark Fargo for Ed Schaefer. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm reading from the United States Constitution. Are you two guys aware of the Primacy Clause?
Did you say the Privacy Clause?
Primacy Clause. It says the U.S. Constitution has the primacy over all other laws in the United States and all other constitutions. There's the First Amendment of the Constitution, and it's most important. I won't read the whole thing. Don't be long-winded. Or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Now, when you go before the government with a grievance, you're not asking them for permission to do so. Otherwise, they'll always tell you no.
All right, that's primacy is what he said. Now I got it. Ed, a comment quick.
Well, I don't know what the specific language that the caller is posing. In the language, I do know that the North Dakota Constitution and people can change the North Dakota Constitution from outside influence with money and politics, and I don't think it's right.
Last texter here, in Ed we trust. How about that? In Ed we trust. There you go. Governor Ed Schaefer, thanks for
Thank
the time.
You.
Appreciate it very much. We'll talk again soon.
All right, take care.
Out of time for the segment. More coming up. Marsha Blackburn.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And it'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000, JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Following 3 nights of unrest in Philadelphia and elsewhere in the country, Philadelphia officials say they will release the police body camera footage and the 911 tapes in connection with the officer-involved shooting of Walter Wallace Jr. Mr. Wallace's father, Walter Sr., says he wants the violence and looting to stop at a press conference Wednesday.
And I don't condone no violence, tearing up the city, looting up the stores, and all this chaos going. And I would feel like it's everybody having respect for my family and my son to stop this violent and chaos what's going on in the city. I mean, we got good cops and we got bad. That's the system in the system. I'm not faulting. Somebody had to be all accountable for what they did.
No time frame was set for the release of the officers' body cameras. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tomorrow's Friday, then it's Saturday, then it's Sunday, then Monday, then it's Election Day. Folks, we are single digits away. Single digit days away from deciding whether America as we know it will continue to exist. Whether America as we know it will spiral towards the vision of what we're seeing in Philadelphia and what we've seen in all these cities across Minneapolis. And do you notice that the few quotes you get from Joe Biden or Kamala Harris about this are just the, I mean, they are dancing around, I can't say, I'm not going to say anything about Antifa, I'm not going to say anything about Black Lives Matter, I don't want to offend anybody. Yeah, they shouldn't break things. Oh, that's really big of you. Yeah, they shouldn't break things, huh? They shouldn't go into a Walmart and take whatever they want? I saw something online the other day.
No, said, it's unbelievable.
Nothing says I'm oppressed more than an appliance cart rolling
Did you see that footage?
Oh, my
There's
God.
There's the reporter. He looks over at the guy. The guy kind of, oh, hey, how's it going? We had a washing machine out of a Walmart.
Taking whatever they want.
Yeah.
Hey, look, that's the America you're going to get.
Yep.
That's the America you're going to get. Don't think for a minute they're going to have the ability after this election to say, no, stop that. Don't do it. They aren't. They're going to run the show.
Have you seen the headline from Seattle now? Oh, yeah. Get this, in Seattle now, seriously, the Seattle City Council is considering new legislation that would create a legal loophole that would make substance addiction, mental illness, or poverty a valid legal defense for nearly all misdemeanor crimes in Seattle.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Uh-huh. Nope. Doesn't sound like fun?
Nobody being, I mean, get them help, right? I mean, okay, you need help as part of your incarceration or treatment or whatever, but the idea that it's an excuse for it.
The no consequences society continues.
You had to know once affluenza became a thing that there was no limit to what could happen then.
Unbelievable. Right.
Remember that?
Our friends at H.A. Thompson and Sons bring you our fine program here today, and we thank them very much. What you can do to help prevent viruses, other airborne viruses from spreading in your home or your business is not an easy decision. But there is some really good technology out there, and the folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons do a very good job. They're going to overpromise ever at H.A. Thompson. They're going to say, here's things it'll help with, here's what it won't, but you know what? You're going to have something relatively cost-effective way to zap a lot of what's in the air. H8 Thompson & Sons, 701-234-9889 or h8tandsons.com. Our next guest is a senator from the great state of Tennessee. She is here to talk a little bit about our friend Jason Lewis, who is under the weather and is recuperating from surgery and hopefully back on the campaign trail in the final days of this race, but talk about this important vote in Minnesota coming up on Tuesday. Marsha Blackburn, Senator, how are you?
I am doing great and so happy to join you all. And I have to tell you, one of the top issues in this campaign has turned out to be safety and security, and especially with women. You know, the top three issues with women are safety and security of their communities, jobs and the economy, and how about those numbers we got today? And the third one is school choice. And those are the top three issues that women, that female voters are looking at for this election cycle.
And I would encourage folks to remember that this lawlessness that we see play out, unfortunately, way too often, started under Barack Obama. The assault on cops started under Barack Obama. And I might add, he fueled the fire with his horrific rhetoric about all this. But for folks there, women, for instance, that are concerned about security, they think, oh, gosh, people don't like Donald Trump, and so then there's all this unrest. That's not a Donald Trump thing. That's a Barack Obama thing that started long ago. Am I right?
Well, it is telling that you had Joe Biden go for weeks before he denounced this. You had Kamala Harris and some of her folks donating money to the jail bail fund to get these guys out of jail when they had been apprehended. And so it is just telltale. I'm going to stand with the thin blue line. I think our cops need more funding and more respect, not less.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Jason Lewis, in my mind, would be very much like a Kevin Cramer joining the U.S. Senate, a Marsha Blackburn joining the U.S. Senate, coming from the House, having some skill sets there that just would allow them to just shine, you know. And you have a senator as is Senator Cramer, and I just think that what a perfect addition. In contrast, I don't know Tina Smith, I don't, but she is a non-entity. She's just a non-entity. She was there appointed to fill Al Franken's seat and has moved the needle very little. People don't know her that well. Just not, I mean, she's asleep at the switch and very reliable left-wing vote. So Minnesota would get vastly better representation from Jason Lewis. Talk about what you see in him and how you think that would play in the Senate.
Well, you're exactly right about summing that up. Jason is somebody, when he was in the House, he thought first about Minnesota. And your current senator votes with Chuck Schumer the majority of the time. It's nearly 100% of the time she's voting with Chuck Schumer. And what Minnesota wants is people that are going to take their values, their concerns, and they're concerned about safety and security. Look at the polling in your state. People are very upset about what has happened in Minneapolis and St. Paul. They want respect for law and order. They want more funding for police. They want people who are going to be pro-business, that are going to work to get money to people for COVID relief. Tina Smith voted not once but twice against the COVID relief bill that we had on the floor. Why did she do that? Because Chuck Schumer said do it. Now, this would have been another round of PPP, another round of PPP for our small businesses. It would have been a plus up of $300 a week for those that are on unemployment that lost their jobs through no fault of their own. It would have been money for vaccines, money for testing, money for getting kids back to school, which is what everybody wants to see, and it would have been liability protection for thousands of small businesses so that they can get back to work and get their employees back to work and not get sued for it.
Marsha Blackburn with us, Senator from Tennessee, stumping for Jason Lewis today. It's been an ugly time in the Senate. I mean, the Amy Coney Barrett thing really seems to have put an already cantankerous, Chuck Schumer over the edge. Talk about the environment down there. How do you get things done with the you know, look at COVID relief, right? Couldn't get the basic simple package passed because it was better politically to make it look like, you know, Donald Trump was the reason it didn't happen. I mean, what how do you assess the environment there right now, and how do you get something done in it?
Well, the environment is very tough. You're exactly right on that. And when you have people that are saying we are willing to use the American people as a bargaining chip, I mean, think about this. For Nancy Pelosi, the American people are a bargaining chip because she wants to get a lot of money, $500 billion to go bail out New York City, New York State, California, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, the state of Illinois. Think about this. So she is holding hostage coronavirus funding because she is not getting money to bail out these states that have never done anything to deserve it. They've mismanaged their funds. And so I would be very upset. Like I said, you've got the environment that is so toxic. Every senator voted against. Every single senator voted against the COVID funding. Every Democratic senator, they all voted against it. And it's because they want that environment of saying Donald Trump couldn't get money to you. Every one of those Democratic senators voted against Justice Barrett for confirmation to the Supreme Court, even though the president was doing his duty, we were doing our duty to get this on the Supreme Court. Then you look at the hearing that we had yesterday with these big tech firms that are censoring people, data mining, abusing and violating your privacy rights. And the Democrats were getting onto, even though they voted to subpoena these guys, when it came to the hearing, they were trying to defend them. Oh, they're doing nothing wrong. Why did they change their opinion? What happened between the time we issued the subpoenas? It was Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, the emails, the laptop, the New York Post story, and they don't want anybody to know about that.
Dave in Fargo, question for Marcia Blackburn. Go ahead.
Hi, Ms. Blackburn. I really like the work that you do.
Well, thank you.
I have a question for you. During the confirmation hearings, Senator Orono from Hawaii, I'll put this delicately, asked Ms. Barrett about if she had done anything sexual to advance her career, and also if she'd ever been charged with sexual harassment. I'm wondering if those would be fair questions to be asked of Kamala Harris.
Well, these are the questions that Senator Hirono asked everybody. I mean, it's kind of her standard operating procedure, and she feels like she's justified in asking those. The thing that was most offensive to me was during our vote. Let me say this. Down south, we have a little term we use when somebody gets real upset and kind of embarrasses themselves in public because they're so upset and they're being very petty. We say that they're having a good old-fashioned come-apart. Well, I think Mazie Hirono had a good old-fashioned come-apart on the floor of the U.S. Senate when she walked to the well, and instead of just voting no, she has a very demonstrative display and votes hell no. So there you go.
Oh my gosh!
Children,
yeah.
Children.
I like that come apart part.
The children, I love it.
Good stuff. Who is going to win on Tuesday night, and by how much? Trump by how much?
This is going to be your new senator, and by 3 points, you're going to get Donald Trump for president.
Wow! How about that? There you go, and Jason Lewis by a few as well. Thank you very much, Senator Marcia Blackburn. Back to the phones. Here's Luke from Red Trenchless in Bismarck. Hey, Luke, how do folks know that a sewer or water line might be going bad?
Hey, that's a good question. So a lot of times you can tell if your sewer line is going bad. Your toilets, you know, you'll get a funny smell coming out of there. Your septic tank may be backed up. That's one key factor in that. Water line, you might lose pressure. You might not have the pressure you used to have. And that's where we come in. We can inspect it, see what's going on down there, and find a solution for it.
Inspect it, then repair or replace before you spend the big bucks.
That's right. Pretty painless to do. You won't have subsurface damage like you would if you were going to come in there and dig up your driveway, dig up your grass, rip up your sprinklers, your private underground utilities. Basically, you dig two holes, one at the start, one at the exit. You know, all the stuff in between there, you won't even tell we were there.
Find out more at reddrilling.com with two Ds, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404, 204-0404.
Hot Spring Spas and Pools Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is, and we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, you know, the reduction of Alzheimer's by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug and play 4x4 two person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks too, and of course online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Of course, fall here, and I know we get another week or so reprieve from any snow and ice. It gives you plenty of time to get over and check out a new 4x4, the heated steering wheel and heated seats. Over 100 trucks and SUVs in stock, and most come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Late model Yukons, Suburbans, Acadias, trucks, all makes and models, payments to fit every budget. And Schwann needs your trade, too. Stop by and see what yours is worth. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
We are running fast out of time, and I never like to make a promise and not fulfill it. And I had promised that I would play the clip of the gentleman, and I don't even know where this is at, but it's going viral right now. A gentleman was getting into his car, and somebody else came up to him and said, who are you going to vote for? And he goes on to talk about why. I have it on my Facebook page, and you can see the whole thing there, and it's actually better to watch it anyway, but I wanted to at least play a little bit of it here before we go to our next guest. Go ahead and
Barry, Barry, who are you voting for?
Donald J. Don Trump, the Don.
Why?
Because he's the best president since sliced bread.
That is funny.
The man do what he say he's going to do. I never see it yet in my life. Everything the man say he's going to do, he do it. Then his sister, his family trying to put him down. She don't even know what a great man this man she have in her own damn family. He's sick. This girl, she got, you could just get paid to talk garbage. The man is a genius.
What about...
The man could pick numbers and... It's all the bottom line is account receivable and accounts payable. The books, man.
What about Biden?
Biden, that criminal, 47 years, he didn't do nothing for the black man. More than make a crime bill and he brag about it, and then he come and try and
he's talking about the crime bill, and yes. Biden bragging about the crime bill, which, yes. Of course, was the, where he used the term super predators, but I mean, unbelievable knowledge there, and he's just firing it one after the other, you know? It's fun to see how people think about these things. I really enjoy it. So
and his excitement. And his enthusiasm about Biden, his face goes to like someone just killed his dog.
Check it out. It's pretty good. All right. We're going to wrap up with a discussion about UAS, something that continues to excite me to no end. And I feel a little bit as though so much has been going on, some of it COVID-related, some of it, you know, election-related, and just other stuff that you sort of forget about some of the momentum that is going on. And we're going to talk next with our guest that is a part of this excitement at the University of North Dakota, the assistant chair and director of the UAS programs at the University of North Dakota. The UAS Summit and Expo has happened this week, and there's just a lot of exciting developments in the industry that involve UND. Paul, how are you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Fantastic. You were part of the panel, The Future of Drone Education. Tell us a little bit about, again, the synergy that happens between this exciting technology, this emerging industry, and higher ed.
Yeah, we are fortunate to be where we're at, and I think there's a lot of hard work that was done to get where we're at. But like you said, all the different organizations and companies and institutions that are in this area that we can just all be a part of what's happening. So it's been really exciting to be a part of that. You know, what's really exciting too is that, you know, aviation has really created this, you know, UAS has created this environment where we can take this stuff to high schools. We can use aviation in all these different industries. And so people are starting to see all these different, you know, impacts that UAS can have. And we're in the heart of it, and we've been doing aviation education for 50 years. So we're really in a sweet spot, you know, moving forward. So, yeah, it's exciting.
It sure is exciting, that's for sure. And, again, this intersection of the FAA test site and the industry itself with folks like Northrop Grumman and General Atomics being there, and then UND in the middle of that is fantastic. Talk about this distinction of being named one of a few select schools, part of the FAA's new collegiate training initiative for UAS. What does that mean?
Well, it's exciting to see that in regards to the fact that, air traffic control has been doing, they have an air traffic control or air traffic management CTI program for over 20 years, and really a relationship with the FAA where they pick certain schools that are able to connect with them on a regular basis and understand what's happening in the job market, what are the careers, and start to define curriculum and things like that, and kind of be on that front end again as leaders, helping to make decisions and being aware of what's happening so that we can pivot and move and be more adaptable, you know, for the changing times. And with UAS, I mean, that's flipping that whole concept up on its end, right? We can't take 3-4 years to make a change to curriculum. We need to be able to really adapt quickly because in 2 years, technology that we're using could be completely, you know, different. That organization's really exciting.
That, in addition to the fact there really isn't a roadmap, right? I mean, you don't pull out this school did this with the UAS, so we'll think about that and, you know, compared to that. I mean, you're sort of mapping out this and knowing it's changing and evolving all the time. So that's a challenge, right?
Yeah, and I think one of the words I've been saying lately is that it's not evolutionary, it's revolutionary. And that's what makes it even harder, you know, because, you know, what does in 10 years, what is it really going to look like? You know, we're trying to map that out and figure that out, but we know it's going to be probably different than what we think.
What is the low-hanging fruit, do you think, in the way of educating folks about drones?
Wow. Low-hanging fruit. I think probably the low-hanging fruit for us is that I mentioned that we have this tradition of being recognized leaders in aviation, and the things that we do here impact UAS just like it's impacted aviation in the past. The crew resource management, the safety management system is so critical for UAS operations. Human factors still is a big factor in operating these aircraft as well. And so as we move into the future too, we're talking about transport operations, we're talking about cargo operations, and we have people that have experience in that in the manned world, and now we get to transfer that knowledge and start to converge that knowledge that we have into the UAS world. So
it is great.
I think that's the low-hanging fruit.
Paul, thanks so much for the update. Look forward to chatting again. Assistant Chair and Director of the UAS Programs at UND, Paul Snyder. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. Folks, get on into Petrasurf USA, one of our fine sponsors. Have yourself some home cooking today. We'll see you.
Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota sweet crude. North Dakota sweet crude, a great way to finish your day.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.